radio@firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters.
Firehouse.com's coverage of the 2010 Fire and EMS Safety, Health, and Survival Week is brought to you by Globe Firefighter Suits and DuPont, two key players committed to firefighter safety year-round. Learn more about Globe and DuPont at globefiresuits.com/globe or by clicking on the ads on the podcast player page.
Welcome to this recording session. We're going to talk about some of the signs that would be helpful for company officers with the people that they work with that might make the environment a safer environment for the personnel. My background, my name is Carolyn Clark, and my background is in human services, and I have a specialty in thanatology, which is the grief and dying process. And I work with firefighters and in the fire service for over 30 years. Today I would like to just speak on just a couple of the issues of things that as company officers and even as fellow firefighters that we could observe and be aware of how helpful we can be when someone is possibly contemplating suicide or depression is part of their life. Many times we need to remember that when people are depressed doesn't necessarily mean that they are thinking about suicide. Depression comes in all forms. Things can be going on in their life, such as financial problems, marriage problems, problems with their children, even health problems. And this carries on over into the workplace. And they will show signs in the workplace of maybe being unsatisfied with their job, or maybe feeling that they're not valued, or their performance level possibly could be dropping. And many times we recognize these things with the people that we work with, but sometimes just don't know how to go about addressing it or feel like maybe it's just temporary. And even sometimes people can be depressed and maybe not express it to the people that they work with because they don't want others to think that they're not capable of doing their job. Depression sometimes can be, all of us will go through periods of depression, but when depression becomes harmful is when it lasts for a period of time, past 3 weeks, up to 6 weeks, and they haven't sought out any kind of help or sit down and talked with anyone. And some of the signs that you could be aware of and look for is just their attitude, if it changes at work, if they start talking about things about not being valued or that they're having a difficult time completing some of their tasks, or they possibly even not showing up for work or being late for work or even wanting to stay on the job, picking up a lot of extra shifts, not wanting to go home because they don't want to face the trouble that they're in at home or the conflict that they feel that is going on within their lives at home, and so they want to escape. Sometimes even being at the firehouse and isolating themselves, not joining in with the other firefighters at the dinner table or quickly eating their meals and wanting to have alone time. And there's nothing wrong with that, but if it's something that's unusual, that we find that all of a sudden they don't seem the joyful person that they've been in the past, or they don't want to laugh, or they don't want to join in with the other personnel. Sometimes we need to ask ourselves, would it be worth our time and their time to maybe sit down and have a conversation with them? And maybe they won't want to open up with their company officer, but we certainly have programs that they can enroll in and seek out other kind of professional help. It could be a clergy. It could just be one of their close friends. I think we kind of fool ourselves sometimes in the fire service because we believe we're a close-knit family, and we often comment that we know each other better than maybe our own family members knows each of us. but we only know what they want us to know. And sometimes those deep, dark secrets that they hold inside, they are ashamed or scared of sharing those real feelings with others. And especially in the kind of business that we're in, we face trauma all the time. And to think that it doesn't have an impact on us or it shouldn't have an impact on us is really an unwise expectation of our people, because you can't expect those kinds of things that we deal with every day to not have an impact on their everyday life also, because they are human beings just as the people that we work with out in the public. So thinking when somebody might be depressed, it would be wise, again, as I said before, to take the time to sit down with them, not really prying into their life, but possibly maybe suggesting to them that you have noticed that they are not engaged with others like they typically have been in the past, and just to let them know that you're there for support without any judgment, and that you'd be willing to, if you weren't the right person to sit down and talk with them, that you'd be willing to find someone else that they felt comfortable sitting down and talking with. Usually when people think about suicide, it's usually been thought about for a long period of time. And sometimes when it gets to that point, it's because they feel like they have no other resource, that they are not valued and that they no longer are useful to anyone. And the people that would be left behind would be better off without them. And we know that that's not so. There's always a way out, and there's always value to anyone's life. I know that the kind of business that we are in, we like to believe that we all have that built-in capability to deal with the kind of trauma that we deal with and the sorrow that we are faced with every day out with the people in the public. But we still have to remember that we still have the very same type of value systems and the very same type of thought processes that the people in our community have. And so these traumas do have an impact on us. Maybe not immediately, but long term that they will. So as an officer, I strongly suggest that you keep in contact with your people at a personal level as possibly can. Watch for the signs. Watch for the people that typically get involved but no longer getting involved, or even have comments of worthlessness or not valued, or they don't enjoy training like they used to. It might be a temporary thing, but yet it might be a long-term thing, and you possibly could interject and maybe in the long run help them realize that thoughts that they're going through, all of us experience it at some time or another, and that it's not hopeless, that there's always a way out. I've enjoyed and thank you for the opportunity to maybe share some of these thoughts with you. I have the opportunity to meet with fire service in classrooms, thousands of students a year, and I've never had a class yet that I haven't had three or four students during that period of time that have come up and shared comments with me and sat down and wanted to visit for a while because they haven't felt comfortable in going to their officers or going to the programs that they have in their department. So I do know every department out there have people that are suffering right now with depression or difficulties in their life, and they just don't know where to turn. And I think that we could certainly solve some of those problems if we just took a little bit more time and vested interest in our people.
Firehouse.com would like to thank Globe Firefighter Suits and DuPont for sponsoring the in-depth coverage of this year's Fire and EMS Safety Week. Globe Firefighter Suits and DuPont are committed to keeping firefighters safe all year with extensive product lines that can be found at www.dupont.com/personal_protection_global/en_us/index.html or by clicking on the ads on the podcast player page.
If you have a comment on this program, drop us a line at radio@firehouse.com. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned to firehouse.com for more broadcasts like these. Or visit our website at www.firehouse.com/radio.